At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, Metroplex, if you consider it that. It's not raining and storming like yesterday when the Micah news came out. We are covering it as part of the Firehouse Tour in Red Oak, brought to you by Fraser Roofs and Gutters, Whataburger with the breakfast and the coffee, and Firehouse Movers on Sean, RJ, and Bobby.
I am still surprised that you went and spent 50 cents on that newspaper.
No, not 50 cents. Okay, you know, I put this in my email the other day about how the city pool we went to was $8 a head now. And I remember growing up when that was like a dollar. So you said 50 cents. That's what I grew up with, too. Look at that, Chop.
I'm sorry. What?
How much is a newspaper these days?
$1.50.
Nope.
$2.20.
$5.
$5. I remember when
the Sunday was $1.50.
I remember the Sunday paper would be $4. The New York Times Sunday paper was, and it said they're so pretentious, those idiots. They wrote four.
Oh,
they were at $4.
I will fork over the $5, my hard-earned $5, whenever something like this happens. I will get that. Whenever a sports story takes over the front page of the morning news, I usually buy it.
All right, Pat Doney was sitting right in front or in back of you?
Behind me.
He was right in back of Bobby Belt for the 6:30 press conference, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco last night. And Pat, our high school football expert, getting ready to preview the weekend here on Sean and RJ. Good morning, Doney. Thanks for joining us. Your reaction to the trade?
Good morning, boys. Well, first thing, my first thought typically is you don't trade Hall of Famers and feel great about it, right? I mean, this is a future Hall of Fame player. The whole thing that they're going to be better in the playoffs, stopping the run because they, you know, you can save that, okay? Like, you've got to get to the playoffs before you have to worry about stopping the run in the playoffs, right? They are not a better team today than they were yesterday. However, the one word that stands out to me is unanimous. When Jerry said that last night about the front office and the coaching staff, some of the things that I've been hearing over the last year or so behind the scenes, when you're hearing people say this was a unanimous decision, that it was the right move for the organization, I think that speaks volumes as well. So I think the Cowboys were in a tough spot if that really is the case, if that was how bad it was behind the scenes. However, they're not a better team than they were yesterday.
Which side did you blame more throughout the process, or did you put it under C, all of the above?
Well, I think it was see all of the above. No question, both sides could have done things much better in this process. But if I have to put more blame on one side than the other, then it's on the Cowboys. Because this whole hesitation to reach out to the agent and trying to get the deal done in person with the player and all of that, it's like, you know, I mean, does any other team do it like that? Is right. any other team talking directly to the player and then the player agrees to something and then the player talks to the agent? The agent's like, well, we didn't really need to do that. And then say, well, no, the player said it. I think that to hold on to that handshake of a thing that happened in the meeting, this is just not, it's not how business is done today. You guys know that. And so I definitely would say this is more on the Cowboys regarding it taking as long as it did. And again, I'm going back to that word unanimous, though. If that really is the case, then that tells me that there were some real potential culture problems in the locker room that they feel like Micah Parsons was a big part of.
How would you grade the return?
I mean, I think it's a B. I know the draft class is really good in 27, supposedly, and 26 is better than 25. You know, and they're probably going to be in a position around 27 where they're considering moving forward at quarterback at some time around there, you know, like maybe, you know, hopefully for everybody's perspective around the organization, for fans, Dak has a big bounce back season this year. But you know, they could have gotten more, I feel like, if they would have traded back in the spring. This definitely limited what they got in return, but two first round picks and a legitimate starter at defensive tackle is not a horrendous return. Plus, they did not have to pay $200 million. And so now they can easily pay players like Tyler Smith and Deron Bland and potentially George Pickens if they want to work with the agent, you know, going forward. So, you know, I think there are some beneficial things here from the Cowboys from a team building standpoint. But again, you never want to give up the best player in a deal, right? That's the old rule of thumb here. So I just, man, it's hard to believe Micah Parsons is a Green Bay Packer. That press conference today at 2:30, 1 month from yesterday when he's in AT&T Stadium on NBC Sunday Night Football in a Packers uniform is going to be, I mean, it's going to be mind-blowing to see him back in Jerry World wearing the green and gold.
Where did you have the Cowboys before the season record-wise, and where do you have them now?
I thought they were going to be better than what Vegas had them. Vegas had them 7.5, and I thought they were in that 9-10 range. I thought they had a chance to be better than people thought, just because I think the offensive line is going to be better than people realize. You know, I think Tyler Booker is going to be good, just my opinion, just based on what I've seen, what I've heard, all this kind of stuff. Tyler Smith in a big year, yada, yada, yada. And I love what I've seen from the receivers. I think Pickens is going to be really good, especially in a prove-it contract year. And I also think he's going to be incredible for CD because of the attention that he's going to be able to limit what was normally going to be on CD Lamb. So now if CD is going to potentially get some one-on-ones, I love CD Lamb in a one-on-one 10 out of 10 times. And so I think there's a chance they would be better. But this knocks him down a win or two. I think he's probably worth two wins. You know, so they'd probably go from 10 to right at that 7-8 number in my mind now. And they it's good. I mean, Troy Aikman said the other night they can't win without him. And so to just flat out not have him at all and insert Kenny Clark, who's solid, a good player, not great, but good, they're two wins less. Two wins worse than they were yesterday, in my opinion.
No one has better high school football coverage than NBC5, and Pat Doney leading the way here on Sean and RJ. Set us up for the big storylines that we need to know about this year.
Yeah, I appreciate you boys having me on. We love doing it. Inside High School Sports every Sunday at 10 a.m. and again at 11:30 p.m. on NBC5, 30 minutes of high school sports, and we talk about like teams like Duncanville. I think it's the best team in the state once again this year. They have an absolute stud on the defensive line named K.J. Ford. The thing I'm watching for with Duncanville is that their head coach, Reginald Samples, the legend, has been so good there. There's some rumblings that this could be his final season, and if it's not his final season, it's close. So I'm interested to see if it is the last ride, do they try and win one for Coach Samples? I think DeSoto's loaded once again and should bounce back. They won the state title a couple years ago, and now they've got the receiver, Ethan Booby Feaster, and his nickname Booby after Booby Miles.
Yeah.
We had him in studio over the weekend. He's going to USC. He reclassified, so he's a senior this year. They got a quarterback named Legend Howell, who's also a really good player. So they have Legend throwing to Booby. I mean, we are talking serious nicknames and names going on there at DeSoto. North Crowley, defending state champs. I think they're going to take a little step back. I mean, the bar was set so high last year. They were incredible last year. They've got this awesome offensive lineman, John Turntine, III, he's going to Texas. Coach Ray Gates there always loves to say that they're trying to put the FW in DFW high school football. You know, they're at North Crowley. So love them. South Lake Carroll, man, they are good. Riley Dodge has done such a great job with the Dragons there. Love their receiver, Brock Boyd. He's going to Ohio State. He is so good. And they've got this running back named Davis Penn, who got hurt at the end of last season. And if he had not gotten hurt, I think they would have won the state championship. They lost in the state title game. He's back this year. He had like 20 touchdowns last season. He's really good. I think they're great. And then here's your sleeper in 6A. You guys ready for the under-the-radar team?
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Edge of my seat.
Ulis Trinity is going to be awesome this year. Trinity is back. The Trojans, the Haka. We did a big story on the Polynesian pipeline that is the tradition that's there. They have this offensive lineman named Toa Katoa, who I think if he walked into the Cowboys locker room, the rest of the Cowboys players would be like, who's the big guy? I mean, like, he is huge, and he's going to SMU. He's awesome. They've got a running back, JT Harris, and then they have this cornerback. He's a junior named John Meredith III. He might be the top player in the entire country for next year. So he is, I mean, unbelievable. So that's my 6A rundown for you boys.
Pat, what had happened to Ulis Trinity? Because they had a down spot, and like they never lose to LD Bell. They wound up losing to them. They hadn't lost like 30 years. What happened to them?
Sometimes things just don't click for certain teams and groups, and then you have back-to-back years here and there, and then all of a sudden it snaps back into place once again, and you're back to dominance once again. So I think they're going to get back to doing what they did really well last year, because they were good last year, and that is that they had by far the best running attack in the area, maybe the best rushing attack in the state among the big programs in the state of Texas. And so I think that's where JT Harris, who's the Texas State commit, the running back there, comes in and has a huge year. I would not be surprised if he is even more highly regarded in the recruiting rankings at the end of this season, because I think they're going to be really good. We're headed tonight out to Aledo, by the way. 5A, I think they've got a great chance to win another state championship. They're led by this receiver named Caden Finley. He's a Notre Dame commit. He's Jermichael's son, if you want to feel young. Oh. Or, I mean, oh, wow. Old. How about that? Yeah, he's a senior. He's going to Notre Dame. He's awesome. They did not win the state championship last year, which in Aledo is a huge letdown, which is crazy that the bar is that high for that program. But I wouldn't be surprised if they bounce back. They're playing Denton Guyer tonight, so I'll be out there for our big game Friday, game of the week. And then South Oak Cliff is awesome again in 5A. Jason Todd. It's just built that Golden Bears program into a perennial contender. They're looking for a third state title in the last 5 years there. Couple other ones here. How about this? Frisco Lone Star. They've got a Florida commit and a guy named Davian Gross. He is a stud receiver and running back, plays both positions. He's amazing. And their quarterback, Carice Hoyt, sometimes lines up a receiver, and he's a highly regarded player. Jeff Rayburn, the coach there at Frisco Lone Star, has built a powerhouse. Highland Park's going to be awesome again this year. Their quarterback's back. And then a sleeper in 5A. I got one more for you, another sleeper for you here. Lovejoy, they're coached by Todd Dodge, who came out of retirement. Last year was his first year. They had a really good season. I think year two they might take the leap, the big jump, and be one of those teams that is like, wow, Todd Dodge is doing it again. The Lovejoy Leopards are a team to watch as well.
Pat Doney from NBC5 joining us. Okay, Pat, last one for you here. Last night, my Marcus Marauders beat Keller. Keller's my team in softball, but it's Marcus in football. So, obviously, they've got Colton Nussmeier, the younger brother of Garrett Nussmeier, who's now at LSU. You got any thoughts on the Nussmeier connection continuing there at Marcus this year, and then also just your thoughts on Garrett and his chances at LSU this year?
Yeah, I think the Nussmeier connection, I mean, I think Colton's incredible. He's the number one quarterback in the country for next year, and I think they're going to have a fantastic season under Mike Alexander, the head coach there at Flower Mount Marcus. I think they're having a big year. Would not be surprised if Garrett Nussmeier wins the Heisman Trophy this year. He is, I think, second on the list in Vegas right now there at LSU. Maybe my favorite player of all time that I've ever covered in the DFW area is Garrett Nussmeier. Just an amazing guy. Amazing family, Colton carrying on that legacy. Speaking of legacy, one other for you guys, maybe the best player in the area, in the DFW area for next year as well, could be a guy named Cooper Witten, Jason's son. He is I mean, he's the number one linebacker safety in the country, choosing from every school in America there at Argyle Liberty Christian. They're looking to try and win a second straight state championship under Jason Witten as well. So I think Cooper's fantastic, not just in the name. He is the real deal, boys. He is big. He is fast. And Jason's done a great job coaching that program there as well. Cannot wait to get it going, boys. Big game Friday tonight on NBC5. It's going to be an absolute blast out at Aledo against Denton Guyer tonight.
Patrick Doney, NBC5, late last night in Frisco at the presser, early this morning with us and on NBC, as he just said. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate you.
Love you, boys. Have a great day. See you now.
Pat Doney, D&M Leasing Hotline.
Look, if you want to find out who's going to win the state title, just find out which team has been able to hold their kids back 3-4 years. You got kids legal drinking age out there playing high school football these
shots
days.
Shots fired at a Vol, a legendary Vol.
Back to the Cowboy phone lines. Your reaction to the Micah trade, 877-881-1053. Was this addition by subtraction? There are rumors about Micah not necessarily loving football, retiring at the age of 30 or earlier, and our final Rangers Brewers. You went from bad to worse. Corey Seager's now gone.
No.
Yeah.
No way. I must have missed this one.
Not traded.
No. Oh, they didn't. Okay. All right, I thought you said traded. Oh, no.
Another Ranger injury. Back to your Micah calls during the commercial-free expressway with a Rangers-Brewers ticket giveaway next. Shout-out to Peyton's uncle, who has stopped by the Firehouse Tour here in Red Oak. Brought to you by Whataburger Firehouse Movers and Fraser Roofs and Gutters, 547 Methodist. Pay-pay. You familiar? You know, how often you keep in touch with the family?
Always talking to Uncle Jerry, man. He's a huge Cowboys fan. Not sure how much longer he will be because it's always been negative talks. He's called me or text me.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
For recent months and stuff onto the early last year. So we're always talking, but he's always listening, man. Shout out, Jerry.
Getting ready to put him in the ground there.
I think that's what he was doing.
I meant, like, you know, we're always talking negative stuff. So I'm like, how much longer is he going to be a Cowboy fan? Come on. Off a relative there.
Peyton, is he gonna be at the wedding?
Yes. Yes, he got the invite.
Okay.
But don't tell him yet. Don't tell him. I haven't sent those out yet.
You know, I tried to. You guys have kept it a great secret. I asked him about the adopted brother that you guys have, and he wasn't.
Yeah,
he didn't really know what I was talking about. So you guys have done a good job.
You made it up. You made it up. So
shout out to Tolo Jill, who is listening as well, and everyone watching on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Commercial-free expressway is upon us. Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway on Micah Reaction Day at 877-881-1053. Jerry Jones last night with a reset on how this went down.
When I offered Micah the contract that I offered him back in April, he flew in from out of the country, wanted to come right in. I said, no, get you a night's sleep and come on in the next day. Get you the next day. He wanted to come right in. When I did that, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one, okay? Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. But my point is, without getting into detail, that was a very genuine negotiation, and I changed the amounts, and then we left, and then he called back and talked to Steven negotiated amounts. We changed those amounts that he called back from, and then of course the rest is history. When the time came to say let's go, then he said, well, let's start the negotiation.
That's, if it happened like that, then Micah has not represented that correctly. And whether it happened like that or not, that's how Jerry views it. So Jerry would, I think, believe, I can't trust it. If you talked to me, left, came back with counteroffers that we worked through,
yep.
You did not think it was just a meeting about leadership.
Right.
And so if Jerry's representation is right, which I'm not saying
Micah
it is,
it's
two different sides, but if Jerry's representation is right, that's why Jerry would be upset.
And Micah's portraying entrapment. I think he made a mistake in that trade demand that he tweeted out by saying that Jerry Jones basically set up a mousetrap and put a piece of Green Bay, Wisconsin cheese in it and lured Micah in under false pretenses. And that's what he accused him of.
Yeah.
You tricked me into a negotiation. You try to take advantage of me to get the Players Association, the CBA, and all these other people involved. You tried to lure me in. And that's, I can see why Jerry would be ticked off about that.
Ticked off enough to think, well, I can't trust you anymore. I can't negotiate at all with you anymore.
How about the guarantee that Jerry just said? So Micah gets 4 for $188. By the way, he's going to play out the final year of the rookie deal. And then he's going to get 47 per. So it's basically for 5 more years going to average out to 42 per. And the craziest thing on my timeline yesterday after this happened was the amount of accountants who were telling me the difference that Micah is going to make in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah. It's 7.62%. So it's $15 million that he loses over the 4 years. So he'll lose 50. So it's really...
People are like, oh, you're getting a $900,000 raise. Congrats, Mulieta.
So basically it amounts to like an effective number of almost $4 million per year less.
I mean, did
43.
He break? Did they all break down like all of his road games too? Because that's how they get taxed.
They
get taxed based on the city that they play in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Micah only gets the tax free even when he's playing in Dallas. He gets it for half the games. If there's state income tax in the other half of the cities that he plays in, then he's
right.
Subject to that.
Yeah, so when you go to L.A.
Their taxes are a nightmare, I would imagine.
I would imagine. Yeah, you cannot. I don't think an athlete can do their own taxes. I really don't. It's so intricate.
Does it depend on where you live? Like he said, he's still going to live here in the offseason?
There are some players. If you notice, like an inordinate amount of athletes live in Texas and Florida, even if they don't play there. Like there are players who play for the Giants who have their main residence in Texas or Florida. So they could try to get away from that.
Two other things that jumped out. Pat Doney said unanimous. And Nick Harris confirmed that. Now, the tricky part of that is how many people were asked. Jerry tried to make it sound like, oh, all 15 decision makers and the entire war room that we get together. That's the way I was taking it. Everyone was just like, yes, we do this deal.
It's three people.
Who are the most important people in the organization that you would feel like you need to hear from on this?
Steven.
Mm-hmm.
And Will.
Will.
And Jerry.
I know one other person. I know one other person that was absolutely for the deal that I think is important, but I'm not going to say the name.
For the trade or for the contract?
Get him out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying, who on any big decision, who would you want feedback from in the organization? Jerry, Will, Steven,
and
Shoddy, I would assume.
I would not.
You don't want any input from Shoddy, who's coaching the team?
No, because the coach wants to win now. The coach doesn't care about long term.
Okay, so what would it say to you if Shoddy was like, get him out with
that would matter. Yeah. That would matter.
Probably the trainer.
I would want to hear from the cap guy, the money guy.
I think
because I want to know like what this allows us to do.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
I think
but makeup, work ethic, all that stuff kind of behind the scenes, maybe Britt Brown.
And then the team count, the leadership council, if you wanted to go down that road?
I think they confirmed they did talk to some of the people in the leadership
council. Yeah, but I don't know if I believe that.
They did.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying they did.
Well, then why is – okay, fine. But what I'm trying to fight the notion of is that everyone was saying, I'll pack the bags for him. In the locker room, CD posted, Overshown posted, Wanye posted – there was another player. I think it was Overshown with the gorilla with the oxygen mask. I can't breathe.
I think the most resistance they got from anybody amounted to, y'all do what you feel like you need to do.
Diggs posted, of course, heartbreak. Mm.
That's what I think was the most resistance they got. When they say unanimous, the closest thing that resembled resistance I think that they got in terms of feedback was, whatever y'all think you need to do, do it.
And who are you applying that to? Like that they spoke with how many and like who, basically?
I think this decision was discussed and kicked around, and they solicited feedback. If you include everybody in the organization, everything else, like I think we're talking well over like one handful. Like you're looking at probably closer to 8 to 10 people that had a say.
Jerry was asked, "How is this going to affect or hurt the locker room?"
If you say if I'm worried about the locker room, I'm absolutely zero worried about the locker room. That's not meant to diminish anything here. I'm just not concerned at all about the locker room. It takes a lot of players to play this game. Locker room knows that we just got a lot of good players.
I'm only judging tone. This is Sean Shreve judgment. I know nothing else. That tone tells me that Jerry is like, no, this is addition by subtraction in the locker room. You think that's wrong? Jane Slater suggested that last night on NFL Network. She also brought up a question that another coach outside the team may have had about Micah's work ethic. He's talked about not wanting to play past 30 for very long. So just factor in all those things. But Jerry being that emphatic tells me that he heard enough feedback, or he's trying to sell us on enough feedback, that Micah wasn't great in there. 877-881-1053 to hit us up on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text and the hotline. And Bobby just wrote down the names of players. And they were all for the trade?
My understanding is those people at the very minimum, and I won't add them because it wasn't first and direct, but they were all at the very minimum just, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'm certainly not going to tell you that I would be a problem if you did it.
Back to the Tolos on the phone lines. A Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway is coming up. Peyton, who do we have?
Guys, let's go out to, Sean, this one's for you. Ernesto in Delaware is back. Ernesto, welcome back, man.
Yo, what's good, guys? Yo, Sean, did you get that Baltimore out of you, man? That old baby?
Ernesto, screw you. Why do you have the nerve to sit here and call
there
like
we
this?
Go.
You've ruined all family outings for me because that's all these fools want to talk about is Ernesto.
Nah, I was listening over to that clip over and over again, and I'm going to take accountability because I came straight on the air and said, I should have said scary.
You see, Ernesto.
Don't let him off.
I got Ernesto, you have the power
the
over him right
Ernesto,
now.
I got your next.
Let this go.
I got your next drinks. You let me know where you're at. You DM me, hit me up if we're out. I got your first three drinks.
I got you, but let's get into business. I'm gonna be direct, Jerry. This is embarrassing, man. You said that you wanted a war daddy. What was that, around like 2016, 2017 with DeMarcus Lawrence? You said he wanted a war daddy, and you had him in your hand. You had him, Jerry. You got to realize this is embarrassing. I live in.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Eagles County, they're laughing at us, Jerry. Jerry, I've been a fan of this team since I was born. I'm not even from Texas. I've been a fan of this damn team for over 20-plus years. I've seen four playoff wins my whole life. It's embarrassing, Jerry. This isn't like you have to understand. You're playing with people who you don't care about the fan. You want to win the Forge list. That's cool and all. You want to make all the billions. What about us, Jerry? What about the people that give out their hard-earned money to go to that damn stadium to go see the mediocrity year after year, to see first-round playoff losses year after year? It's embarrassing. I'm tired of this crap. I'm tired of it. It doesn't make sense. This whole thing is, Jerry, I wanted to pack up my ball. You didn't want to play the game my way. I'm going to pack up my ball, and I'm going to go to another court. This is embarrassing. You have to realize that this isn't how you do business.
And thank you for the call, Ernesto. Appreciate you, man. Yeah, Mike Flores is going to come on here at 8:40, and the headline he wrote is, I know it's painful, I know they're your team, but you should boycott this Cowboys season. Yesterday when this broke, like Mina Kimes is like, this is going to be one of the all-time fumbles in NFL and sports history, because the goal is... and
that'd
what
be scary if she was ever right.
Well, I don't know if she used analytics for that, so it's more of an opinion. But the goal is, right, all Steven tells us, all they tell us, draft and develop, draft and develop. We're not spending on free agency to pay our own these extensions,
right.
And then this happens. You lost the best player on your team days before the world champions.
Yeah, look, I mean, the timing of it is not ideal because you don't have a whole lot of time to prepare. Right, you didn't have all off season to prepare. You didn't have a free agency period to prepare or draft to prepare.
Replace
that, yeah, or replace, and that's the disappointment. You know, look, I mean, what does this do for them? I mean, you know, like this year, it's okay. Like I've said, it's okay to not. You don't have to compete for a championship every year. You can have a step back. You can have a retool.
But my problem with all that, Chop, is, and Atolo just tweeted it. they don't look like they have a consistent plan.
No, they don't.
So you pay. You can't pay Dak 60 and then make this move.
No, you're right.
You can't give Lamb 30 and then make this move. You can't give Diggs his and then make this move. It's counterproductive.
It is. You also can't pay three guys $130 million. So, yeah, something had to give. But I agree. You know, if you're going to make this move, the next move, next subsequent moves have to be to a kind of reset.
RJ's plan for the future at 8 o'clock. Continue to hit us up at 877-881-1053. Peyton, who's next?
Mitchell in El Paso. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, guys. Just want to say I'm pretty pissed about the deal, but I'm more mad at Micah, man, because this was his equivalent to Jerry's all-in moment, man. He said, I don't need to be paid $40 million. And then the starting point, Jerry said in the interview, was 40.5 was their starting point. It was Jerry's stopping point. So I think Mulugeta's helping his guy Love to have a better team. So when he gets a contract, he can pass Dak $60 million when it's time for him to sign up. And I'm glad he's gone. Domino of waiting to pay the best player hopefully stops here. Use that money to sign Bland Smith with the money you save. And then we'll see how deep our DNs are with Sam Williams, Nealon, and Ezeraku.
Thank you for the call. You just brought up, I thought, the most important sentence, statement, moment of the press conference last night explaining it. Jerry said, I stopped at 40.5. They were starting with 40.5. And I was glad to hear that because I didn't want this to be because of this little ping contest over not picking up a phone. And if they the entire time, we always try to give the Cowboys the benefit of the doubts in these sagas. Well, what is Lamb? Is he waiting? Is Lamb waiting for Jefferson? Are they asking for 10 over what the market ceiling is? And this is a David Mulugeta MO. To his credit, that's his job. We're not taking 4.5 to barely beat TJ Watt. We're going to beat it by $5-7 million. I agree and don't blame Jerry and Steven for not going there, but I was glad to hear last night that's where he drew the line, and it wasn't because of the way the negotiation happened.
Yeah,
and then the guaranteed money. You smiled when Jerry said, "We gave him more guarantee." So, the guarantee in this is what?
And 137, I think, is what they gave him in Green Bay.
All right, so 120 fully guaranteed at signing, 136 in total. You think you've heard the Cowboys offered more than 136?
I think the Cowboys were well above that. Like, I don't think it was just like a million. I think they were well above it.
But so they essentially would have offered almost a fully guaranteed 4-year deal.
So if you're Mulugeta looking at the two, is it still no doubt that 47 per is better versus almost fully guaranteed?
Yeah, because I mean the 4-year it's a year earlier he can go negotiate another deal.
Yeah.
So I mean, like, it gets him there quicker to be able to negotiate something, and I mean the money.
And that's the other thing, they got the length that they wanted from the Packers too.
Right. They got everything they wanted. You know,
David Mulugeta is totally justified. Like, this makes him look like a freaking stud. People are cursing him, and they're mad and weren't understanding. And are they going to – should Micah replace him? David Mulugeta just proved why he's number one again.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
If the point is getting the most money. Now,
right, because you could literally legitimately have a discussion. Did he do right by his player?
Now, depends what the player's goal was.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, there is – and Jerry believes this. I think a lot of us believe this. There is an inherent value of being a legacy Cowboy.
Sure.
There's a monetary value in that.
Yeah. If Micah Parsons starts his podcast as a Green Bay Packer.
It's not a podcast. He's not the head of Bleacher Report.
Right. That's the best way to
right.
say it.
Right. And, you know, so like, there's a value in being a legacy Cowboy that just isn't there anymore. So, yeah, did he get the money up front, short term? Sure. What does it do to his long term? There's no way of knowing. There's no way of knowing. It could be $1 billion difference. It could be nothing.
Yeah, I mean, how much? I guess it just depends on how much he will now be disassociated with the Cowboys throughout his career. There are people who think of Charles Haley as a Niner, even though he ended up for the last half of his career with Dallas. I think
Carmen Policy's kid is the freaking president in Green Bay when Carmen Policy had the Charles Haley thing happen with the swap here.
Yep.
Now they're getting
Ed Policy there in Green Bay. Now, the thing is that when he retires or whatever else, or if something happens in his post-playing career, there will still be headlines that say former Cowboy Micah Parsons.
Sure.
And so, like, I mean, that he gets to carry that throughout his entire career in all likelihood.
All right. What about trading within the conference? Peyton, I don't think we have a cut on this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Feel free to interrupt. But this set off a lot of people. Jerry last night said, if it's not in the division, I don't care.
Right.
It's just too many moving targets to keep track with. Of course, week four is going to break all type of records. Sunday Night Football in Arlington. Micah's return, where I think he gets booed. But that's for another segment. How do we feel about this? To Green Bay, who has been kicking your ass and has all these haunting moments to hold over your head.
It's, you can't worry about that. You know, if this is the best deal, this is the best deal. Now, I agree, like, in the division, that's, you know, there not only is there a tax on that, there's a lot more than a tax on that. Conference, I mean, you gotta prove to me you're going to run into them. You got to prove to me that this made Green Bay the Super Bowl favorites, you know. Like, Green Bay is also, the dirty little secret on them is.
Wait, say that last part again?
You've got to prove to me that Green Bay is the Super Bowl favorites.
Okay,
in the NFC.
I thought you were saying they are.
No. Green Bay is, the dirty secret on them is, I mean, they're a wallowing 500 team that either goes one or two games above it based on how Jordan Love is going to do. You know,
there was not a ton of Packer hype this offseason. Right. I felt like they were a team that people were kind of selling or sleeping
right.
on.
Anybody have them
sorry, go
in the division? Anyone got them beating Detroit?
No.
I mean, maybe. I don't know. I don't know exactly.
Right? It's a maybe.
Yeah, it's a maybe.
It's a maybe. So, you know, this isn't like they said. If they said it to the Lions, right, where you're just going to take that team or San Fran.
Yeah.
And you're going to take that team, put them over the hump.
But what if it's a team you're even with? Like, I could have.
Yeah, they are. And they are.
What do you think about that, Bobby, in conference?
Oh, I don't. You thought that Dallas and Green Bay were basically the same team before the trade?
I could make an argument.
Yeah. I didn't think so. I don't think they're close. I think Green Bay.
Yeah, you think the Cowboys were one of the four bottom teams in the NFC?
Yeah, I mean, and I think Green Bay is like I think Green Bay is going to like even before this, I would have thought Green Bay was had a really good shot to win their division this year. But I think that
Cowboys could have too, based upon mm-hmm. history.
I do kind of wonder. And we'll circle back on that part.
Do you guys care if it's to the Packers, you care, or just get the best deal? For everyone out here, everyone's saying best deal.
Best deal.
I would have, if the best deal came from the Eagles, I would have traded him to the Eagles.
True.
I would have. I want to worry about me. I don't want to worry about the others. Just bring me what you can.
Trading him to the Lake. How's it different from trading Luka to the Lakers?
Because I never got worked up over the like, oh, and it's the Lakers. That was like an added layer of like, and
people
this.
Did.
Yeah, there they were people did, and they were wrong because that didn't matter as much. The thing that mattered more was just you got awful return. This is like what they were going to get in all likelihood from just about anybody. I do wonder how he had to have called, right? Even if he knew the answer was no, he had to just pick up the phone and go like, hey.
I heard the Eagles were interested. But I didn't even ask a follow-up because I thought it was so ridiculous and so insane that it would never happen. Michael Irvin, cold take of the year.
Ooh. An hour before.
Goes on ESPN and goes, Jerry is not this silly. Jerry's not this dumb. Michael Irvin was devastated yesterday. Marcus Spears was devastated. And DeMarcus Ware was devastated. So that's current and former reaction. Pepe, back out to the Tolos.
Yeah, let's go out to Forney where we got Joe. Joe, what's up, man?
Hey, man. I'm not happy. I guess I got kind of mixed feelings, to be honest, guys. Here's the thing to me. The real question to me is, what is Jerry Jones going to do with these picks? I have no faith in this guy. He's been shown to be a horrible general manager. I just have no faith in him. And to me, it upsets me that we give away a guy like this. And I don't think Jerry's going to do much with it. I just think he's going to do something that Jerry always does, which is dumb. Doesn't make sense. I mean,
thank you. Sorry. Go ahead.
No. Just you know, whatever you guys think. You know, I mean, I just don't think it's. I'm just not happy about it. All right.
Thanks for the call. What are you getting from Tom Pelissero?
Tom Pelissero says the Packers and the Cowboys agreed to trade terms for Micah Parsons 3 days ago. All that was left was the contract, a record breaker that finalized Parsons' blockbuster rival in Green Bay. So they've basically just been sitting on this waiting for Micah to finish.
Ricky Scoops.
So
Ricky Scoops said that the parameters were set. I sent you a text message.
Ricky, you did, and it was about 3 days ago. So, I mean, that was around the time.
So that
my guy was
that DFW airport flight was a physical. That was a Packers physical.
Yeah, how's he going to pass the physical with his bag?
No, that's what that was.
But that trade won't go through. Now.
Are you guessing that, Choppy?
Yeah, I mean, like that makes like what you know. What, that's a second opinion, an objective third party. Where'd they fly to? L.A.? He said it was L.A.? That's what they said it was L.A.?
I'll get the doctor because I know Bobby will find him like Peyton's neighbor here in just 1 second. Archer had it.
That may have been why he took the MRI in the first place.
It may have been, but like that flight.
Dr. Robert Watkins IV.
Okay.
We have the doctor.
All right, so the fourth, that's on brand for a doctor, right? The fourth. But, yeah.
It also feels like it matches with the last name Watkins
right.
for some reason.
So you fly out, you get an objective second opinion. It's a physical. That goes to Green Bay.
What is this doing in Vegas?
That's technically not lying, by the way, if they were that. It's a second opinion. It's the Packers' opinion, but it is a second opinion.
I mean, I don't care if he lied. I mean, get what you need to get. He got insulted, and he got $47 million. He found someone to pay it. Sportsbetting.ag has sent me what this does to both teams. For the Super Bowl, the Cowboys go from 50-1 to 66-1. The Packers go from 18-1 to 10-1. For the conference to win the NFC, Packers go from plus 850 to plus 450. Cowboys 25-1 to 33-1. For the division, the Cowboys were 5-1. Now they're 7-1. The Packers plus 240 to plus 150. Cowboys win total 7.5 to 7. I thought it'd be two wins in my own mind, like Pat Doney. Packers from 9.5 to 10. Cowboys making the playoffs, plus 185 was the bet. Now it's plus 250. So they got a 23.5% chance to make the playoffs. It was 31. So it drops from 31 to 23. Packers making the playoffs go from 59 to 66.
Did you say that was through?
This is sports betting ag.
Okay, so I saw also this morning another one. I haven't seen Green Bay. The Cowboys were at 7.5, like you said. It was juiced to the over, which means you had to bet. It was minus 140. So you'd bet $140 to win 100. Well, now it stays at 7.5, but now the juice is to the under. So you have to bet 120 to win 100. Implied win from 7.8 to 7.4.
1450 on the fan cam, YouTube. And
that's not even during breaking news hours. You know, G-Bag gets it during breaking news, and they can't even sniff that. After the people are at work at their desks.
I need to know.
Well, our people are in the car, driving, doing,
skipping work. They're out here in Reno.
Skipping work, in the car. You know, they're YouTubing and driving.
God, I hope you make this party tomorrow in time. I hope G-Bag is there when you show up.
You have got to explain to me the Vegas thinking. Why is Micah, as we just covered 2 weeks ago, literally worth 0 points on a game, but he's enough to go from 18-1 to 10-1 for the Packers on their Super Bowl odds?
I would not look at the 18-1 to 10-1. I would not look at those odds. Those odds are about generating hype, right? The individual game is different, right? Any player, the reason it doesn't move in a game is a couple of things. One, they're trying to get equal number on both sides. But also the other is, in any game,
it's a one-off.
It's a one-off.
One-off versus an entire season.
Right.
Like Micah's impact over 17
yes.
games, we have to account for that more than one game.
Each individual game, they could say, hey, injuries to a cluster injury is bigger, or this the opposite guy. So let's just say, Ezeraka could go off for 5 sacks in one game. Right, so you don't move it game to game over the course of a season, you do.
Speaking of G-Bag, Gavin Dawson getting into it a little bit with Micah's brother.
Shoot, yeah, boy.
Yesterday, Gavin said, Cowboy fans have become so hell-bent on blaming Jerry for everything, they fail to see a player betraying the star and turning his back on the organization. Micah's brother responded to Dawson, betraying the star for working to get your worth is insane to me. LOL, Jerry is just as much to blame as anyone involved. At some point, it has to be about football and the team. When's the adult going to walk into the room? What was G-Bag's overall response yesterday when you were checking out their coverage? Zach seemed mad. Eric seemed...
Eric was having like an aneurysm about it. I was stunned. He was very upset about it. Dawson wanted a stronger return, but also was like he thought at this point you needed to trade Micah. And then Broaddus, I don't know, Broaddus was kind of quiet for the most part. Broaddus was just keeping it very factual. The callers were 5-1 on their show like they've been today for us that they were glad Micah's gone.
A couple people were bringing this up on the... Franklin, Injury Returns fan text. That Broaddus has said this in the past and hinting about the Cowboys being like cash poor and this being an example of that. How is that possible?
I thought he talked about the Raiders being cash.
He has, but according to the fan text, he had mentioned that. Now, I don't know if he mentioned that yesterday or what, but that doesn't make sense to me, how this team could be cash poor.
You know, I think when we talk about the return, do you have something on that? I don't.
Nope.
Oh, that's a yes. He does.
Oh, my. Okay. Commercial break with Roberto. So I think we should talk about the return. Do we all agree? Do we give them the benefit of the doubt this was the best return that they had to work with in this moment?
Yeah, depending on how much you like Kenny Clark versus another defensive tackle that another team. That's what their offers were going to be, two firsts and a defensive player from all teams they were talking to.
Yeah, because yesterday I was looking forward this morning before my day was kind of ruined to having fun. I was already doing homework on trade proposals from Green Bay, which you already did, Baltimore, and the Cardinals. Jeremy Fowler said those teams were interested, Baltimore and Arizona. And I was like, Arizona, let's go after them. They're going to have the higher pick. I get mid-round first instead of end of the first.
I literally had just finished an hour's worth of my final trade proposal I was going to do, and then I picked up my phone and the flash came through that he was trading. I was like, I almost threw my computer because I was like, that was literally an hour of prep that's now gone.
And you're doing trade packages from those other teams?
I did Baltimore, Tampa Bay, Arizona, Detroit, and Green Bay.
Now, you both said you were going to be fine with two firsts. Mm-hmm. I was more hesitant. Atolo says, why am I not looking at this as 2 seconds, top of the round, when there's 12 to 15 first-round prospects a year?
Because that's
Rounders and a 30-year-old D-tackle.
I hate that there's 12 to 15 first-round. It's so arbitrary. Nobody really knows. These scouts, they say that to, you know, make them sound more important. They don't know what the hell they're talking about either. They're 50-50. I can flip a coin. I can flip that Jerry coin in the $300,000 coin with Bum Bright.
Here, flip this firehouse coin.
And I would do just as well as these scouts when it comes to who's better.
You would not.
The reality is, if somebody gave me a list of all the players, and I just, the reality is you get the fifth year.
So, hold on. If they do the work to narrow down who's good, and then you took from that list.
I'll say, look, you guys, I'll even give you the first pick of the player, and then I'll take the second one. I bet you.
I saw a study the other day that does result in like 50-50.
Right.
But either way.
Either way, it's the fifth year. You're getting, you may not be getting the same quality of players you're
right
in the top 10.
Yeah.
You're getting 10 years with those two picks of cheap labor.
Do you know why it results in 50-50, though? Is because there are teams like Dallas has had, like, the last two drafts have been questionable, but you've got teams like Dallas that'll have 10-year runs where they are hitting, and you'll have teams like Baltimore that hit, and they have good staffs. Then there are other teams that just have not hired good staffs.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's that it's a 50-50 just blindly across the league. It's that half of the teams have good staffs.
All right, I've been wallowing in the misery of a non-playoff season that's around the corner long enough for the first 2 hours. I'll get out of my feelings and let RJ Choppy celebrate and let you know why this is really exciting for the Dallas Cowboys' future. We uncork the Chopster next after we hook you up with our final Rangers Brewers ticket giveaway of the week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.